The areas of the territory, the first visual confirmation of ground troops in the north of the territory. The Palestinian Health Ministry says more than 7,000 people have been killed in airstrikes. Yosef Kupavasa, who previously worked for the Israeli Defense Forces, claims measures are being taken to protect civilians.
Not even one target of all the targets we have attacked in these last 3 weeks. It's been close to 10,000 targets. None of them has been identified as a wrong target. All of them are military target that we are checking before we attack them.
Cocaine worth around £10 million has been found at a port in Kent. Four large holdalls were discovered 2 weeks ago at Sheerness Port on a ship registered in Panama, transporting bananas to the Netherlands. A police hunt for the man behind shootings in the US, which left 18 people dead in the state of Maine this week, is over. Robert Card's body has been found. He's believed to have shot himself. New research has found that black and ethnic minority workers are much more likely than white employees to do regular night work. The union group, the TUC, says it's evidence of structural racism. Afzal Rahman from the group says more support and better pay is needed.
We see the extent of insecure work as well as that low pay. And actually, a lot of these workers will feel like they're not given the treatment that other workers are given within their own workplaces as well as more broadly.
ASOS is reportedly exploring a sale of its Topshop brand. The firm bought it as part of a deal to snap up bits of Philip Green's collapsed Arcadia Group in 2021. In sport, Chelsea attempt to maintain their Premier League revival when they take on Brentford in the lunchtime kickoff, and Scottish Premiership champion Celtic are at Hibs. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the weekend wind-up here on Phoenix 98 FM.
We are on possession with the crucial, with the wild. Taken in possession by the music and beguiled. We'll be right back.
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
So good afternoon, as I said. Welcome to the Weekend Wind-Up here on Phoenix 98 FM. Hope you're well and hope you're having a great Saturday and a great weekend. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. A different sort of show today. Might have been a few technical glitches on my part. I can assure you of some great music. Just what that music is, I'm not too sure. But we will get there. But it's good to have your company. So please do get in touch. Email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. Or find me on social media, The Weekend Wind Up. You want to tell me what you're up to? What your plans are for the weekend? Are you celebrating Halloween? Do let me know. I would say it's all the usual features today, but I don't think it's going to be. It's just me, you, and some great music and chat. That's all we need, eh? That's it, I've got some new music for you today on our A-list. I'm looking forward to playing that for you and some old-time classics as well. This next track is a brand new one, released just over the past week. I think I played it last week for the very first time. I just got it. This is great. This is Feel the Love.
Through Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you. You wrote a romance, slow danced your way into my hands before I knew. You found my deepest weakness, couldn't keep a secret that it was you.
FM travel news.
Okay, first travel update of the day from me today. The roads are exceptionally busy out there. There's loads of local roadworks around, temporary ones, and they're causing major problems on virtually every road coming into the station today. So on the B186, there are these roadworks in place heading up towards the station. And if you are coming on the B186 off the A127, now by the Perry warehouse, I don't know where I mean, which is on the bridge going over the 127, that road is closed all weekend due to essential gas works. So you need to take a detour either along the 127 to the next junction and turn left and come into Brentwood that way through Ingrave, etc., on the A128. So be mindful of that. M25, Lakeside Thurrock, there's an accident on the bridge. Bridge is currently closed, not letting people across into Kent, which is causing a backlog around Lakeside Thurrock. To avoid that if at all possible. Rayleigh Road, Hutton, leading into Shenfield, that's exceptionally busy as well. A12, as you leave the Brook Street roundabout, Chelmsford bound, broken down vehicle on the slip road, which is seeing one lane closed currently. Apart from that, roads are looking okay, but as I said, exceptionally busy today. London Underground, delays on the Jubilee and the Circle line. Now, there are some park closures today on the C2C line into Fenchurch Street, meaning there are rail replacement services on some parts of the network, not all of them, so I suggest you check with C2C if you are looking to use the service today. Greater Anglia Network running okay at the moment. I'll be able to update you in the next hour. Now, earlier than usual this week, today's Danny's Choice. Danny has picked a great song. Song we don't often hear, actually. And, yeah, great choice for today, Dan. So thanks very much. Really like this.
I blame
guys fell into a bucket of cream. Here's two guys that fell into a radio station to talk about movies on Phoenix FM.
It's Saturday afternoon on the Phoenix FM film and DVD review. Let's welcome Mr. Mark Searby to the studio. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Spencer. You?
Yeah, not bad, thanks. Not bad, not bad. What are we talking about today?
An eclectic bunch. Once again, Spencer, you know, we
keep... Of course.
Of course. That's the thing. So, first movie we're going to talk about this week is Pain Hustlers. Now, this is streaming right now on Netflix, and it's about Lisa, who dreams of a better life for herself and her daughter. She gets a job at a bankrupt pharmacy company, and Lisa gets catapulted into the company and into the high life. But this puts her in the middle of a criminal conspiracy. So...
Right.
Okay, so I don't know if you know this, Spencer, but I think films and TV shows tackling US big pharmaceutical companies must be in vogue right now, because this is, by my count, the third high-profile release over the past couple of years. There might be smaller releases, but there's others. So there's Dope Sick, which is the TV series on Plus. And then earlier this year, there was Painkiller, which was also on Netflix as well. That starred Matthew Broderick. So clearly they're in vogue at the moment of, you know, we're going to expose things movie.
I don't think, and I know it wasn't the pharmaceutical, but I don't ever recall a movie before. Oh my God, I've forgotten the name of it. The one with Julia Roberts. Oh,
Erin Brockovich.
That's it. I don't ever recall a movie when... You know, when kind of like, you know, the everyday person took somebody to court and won. I don't ever recall films before that about that genre. It's really strange. There must have been, I know, but I don't recall any.
That's a really good question. That is a really good question. Now you're making me rack my brains as well. Certainly, you're right. Certainly, Erin Brockovich really brought that to the forefront. I guess it's a dangerous game that you play with big pharmaceuticals in the US anyway, isn't
it? Of course,
it? Yeah. And the thing is, I'm all for films, TV shows that expose truths behind things that, you know, like people making money from pain, basically. But Pain Hustlers is a strange beast because it doesn't seem to want to dig deep into the nefarious side of things. Instead, it wants to be some sort of like Wolf of Wall Street with a conscience type movie, which I just didn't think it really was, because none of the characters are as wild as Jordan Belfort. There are brief glimpses of that type of lifestyle in this film, but the film seems reluctant to go down that path. But then it also seems reluctant to do an expose on what these companies were doing and why it was so illegal. So the film's just kind of, it's poking and it's prodding a little bit, but it's never fully going for the jugular. And I think that's what you need when you're doing movies like this. I think it needs to go into those sort of exposés in real world situations and really go for it. It doesn't. So... As such, this film comes across as a bit of a joke, and I mean that in a way that it seems to want you to laugh with it as to how ridiculous it all is. You know, I'm not going to laugh at it, and it's not that it's a joke, but it's just how easy it was for Eliza to get a job in the pharma company and then completely revolutionize it without too many setbacks. You know, it's just
Is it fictional? Is it based on a true story?
It's based on a book, which I suspect is coming from, obviously, true stories, certainly.
Yeah.
The thing is, just the way that certain things work is very Hollywoodized. You know, there's a scene right at the beginning with Chris Evans where he's talking to a doctor who is still in his doctor's scrubs. Where are they talking? That's right, in a strip club.
Of course.
And yeah, I mean, of course. You know, Chris Evans is in this bankrupt pharmacy company that Emily Blunt's character's in as well. In a strip club. Like, we get it. He's a doctor. Why does it need to be? It makes sense that it's there because that's where Emily Blunt's character starts. But why is he in scrubs? Like that, you could just say, he's a doctor. And we'd go, okay, fine. And I'm picking that point up because that's how the film feels. Like, it's going, oh, we're going to telegraph this all for you so you understand every single thing. And we're going to make it a bit funny as well. And we're going to make everything a little bit easy as well. You know, like with Eliza, once she gets her groove on, then she's unstoppable. But then, of course, you've got the comeuppance for Eliza. And we have to sit through this really uninteresting courtroom drama in the final third of the film. And there's a subplot in here about Eliza's daughter having a serious health issue that, well, you can guess where obviously that plot goes to, which is something we've seen many times before. So, you know, I mentioned there, obviously, Emily Blunt is playing Eliza here. And you've got Chris Evans here, Andy Garcia's in this as well, Catherine O'Hara. So, look, it's a great...
A real waste of good talent, yeah.
You are absolutely right, Spencer. A real waste of good talent. You can see them all just going through the motions. You know, it's easy work for all of them. Nobody's being pushed at all. Nobody's really taking it on board. I don't think it's impactful work at all. And when you're telling a story like this, you know, an expose to a certain degree, then I think it needs to be hard-hitting. You know, you think about, as you said earlier, Spencer, Aaron Brockovich. Let's go further back. Let's talk about All the President's Men. You know, let's talk about The Insider. Let's talk about Spotlight. You know, I know those are exposés of in the newspaper business. But at the same time, it's still dealing with exposés. You've got something like that. It needs to grab your attention. That's the point of it. This is background fodder. That's all it is.
I find it really, really frustrating, don't you, when a film is just doing it by numbers. Because I'd sooner see a film that I really despise, but if it was original, I'd have some sort of respect for it.
Yes.
It was like if they tried to push it a little bit and try to be original and actually kind of, you know, rather than just dial in a movie, if you know what I mean. I just find that really, really annoying.
I completely
really annoying.
Agree with you. Completely agree. You know, as you said, if a film fails because it's trying something different, fair enough. At least it tried, but it failed. When it's doing nothing different and it's not even, you know, it's not even really good stuff, then you go, what's the point of it? I mean, as I said, this is background fodder. I would highly recommend everybody go and watch Dope Sick, the TV series, instead. That is a brilliant series about Big Pharma and all of the repercussions that comes about with that, from all different stories as well, all different characters. And it's got an amazing performance from Michael Keaton in there as well. Like, I think he was nominated for some awards for it as well. It's fantastic. This, Pain Hustlers, I've kind of almost forgotten it already.
Yeah, it's not going to be one that I'm going to towards the top of the list. I'm not going to lie, and I know every week when we talk, I have kind of two lists. It sounds really, really kind of sad, but I have two lists. The one thing I'm going to go back to, and I'm going to make sure I watch it at the weekend or fit it in when I can. One that I'll dip into now and again, and that's, I don't think that's going on either. I'm honest with you. Never mind. What's the next cab off the rank?
Okay, so also on Netflix and on DVD and Blu-ray right now is a horror film called Talk to Me. Now, this is about a group of friends who discover how to conjure spirits using an embalmed hand. They become hooked on this really, really exciting thrill until one of them goes too far and unleashes terrifying supernatural forces.
It's the time of year it's going to happen, isn't it?
It is, exactly. Yes. You know, I mean, let me just check the date. Yeah, we're coming up to Halloween, so, you know, perfect timing. But here's the thing with this, Spencer. Like, this is perfect timing because, boy, oh, boy, I mean, honestly, this is one heck of a thrilling film. It's genuinely been quite some time since I have been so scared by a mainstream horror movie. So,
oh, really?
Honestly, this came out of nowhere for me. It really did. So I have to give great kudos to writer and directors Danny Philippou and Michael Philippou, because they crafted something absolutely brilliant and downright terrifying as well. So the added bonus is that this story is that it feels so real as well. You know, you can just imagine a group of teenagers being hooked on messing around with a hand that supposedly sees spirits enter your body so you can then literally see ghosts. Like, that's the type of stuff I would have got up to when I was a teenager if we had an embalmed hand. You know, It's just the type of thing, really.
Yeah.
Whether it happened or not, you know, whether you actually saw the ghost or not, it doesn't matter. It would just be that type of thing. So that's why this movie feels like it's actually grounded in teenagers doing silly stunts until it goes wrong. And trust me, it goes all wrong. Yeah, and yet that's the brilliance of the film. That's why it takes its time to get there. I love the fact that this film wasn't about the jump scares. I'm bored of jump scares in horror movies. They're boring. You know, it's about that slow build, that slow tension. I mean, there are...
With jump scares, what I do is I tend to find, because I'm not overly great with horror films, I love them, but I'm not that great. And with jump scares, I spend most of my time waiting for the jump scare, so I don't concentrate on what's going on in the film, if that makes sense. I just kind of think, oh god, I've either got my hands over my eyes looking through my fingers or something like that, and it doesn't work for me.
I understand where you're coming from on that one, Spencer. Absolutely. So you'll be pleased with this. There's only a couple in here. There's only a couple, and you can see them coming because, well, you know it's coming anyway. This is more about the slow, creepy element that starts to invade the film, and the more it dials it up, the more the fear comes out of the screen and sort of starts to envelop you as you're watching it. So it's a movie that plays on some very real fears. You know, one of the protagonists believes that a spirit that has come through is her deceased mother. So what was obviously, you know, this really huge fun game with her and her friends suddenly turns into her trying to reconnect with her mother. But then, obviously, the film is asking, at what cost is that coming at for this young girl? And, you know, I love the fact that this film took something as simple as trying to reconnect and put it right in the middle of this fear-inducing horror film. Of course, you know, that reconnection element is nothing new in a horror movie. It's been done so many times over the decades, really. Yet here, it feels quite fresh and very real. So much so that I kind of found myself getting more and more involved in how that part of the storyline would play out compared to the teenagers and their possession experiences. I was really invested in the main characters trying to reconnect with her mother through this spirit world. And I'm thinking, where's this going to go? There are a few deep and meaningful thought processes put into this film. And I'm really impressed with how they got that blended so well with the idea of people talking to the dead just for fun and games. Like, it's, as I said, it starts as fun and games, it ends as something else as well. So I was watching this going, where is this going next? I don't know what it's doing. I don't know where it's going. And this is why I'm saying,
what you want from a film, isn't it?
It really is, especially with a horror movie. That's the thing. You know, horror movies, they're quite a lot of them follow the same sort of tropes, and, you know, they get tiresome. This one, yes, it's following the same sort of possession tropes, but there's things going on here. As you said a moment ago, Spencer, at least a film is trying to do something different. And this one is doing something slightly different. The thing with this movie is, I was watching it, I was thinking, you know, the closest movie that I can think of to this, to Talk to Me, was Flatliners, which...
The original?
The original, yeah, not the remake. The original, which, you know, was spooky and scary, and it was a thriller as well, you know, going beyond living and into death as well. But that was a thriller. There's a couple of horror elements in there, which I will absolutely confirm there certainly is. But this movie, Talk to Me, is a horror, and it's scary. I kind of think it's possibly the best mainstream horror film I've seen in a very long time. I'm thoroughly impressed with this movie, and genuinely I got scared a few times at it as well. I just came away going, fantastic. Brilliant.
Is it a new cast or names,
yes,
in it? Or?
Yeah, no. All unknowns, as far as I'm aware, anyway. All unknowns, which I think adds to that mystery, because you're not buying into, oh, it's Brad Pitt who's being possessed or something. You know?
Yes.
It's all of these. But this is fantastic. This is absolutely fantastic. I loved it from start to finish. I cannot wait. I see that they're talking about expanding the Talk to Me movies, universe, whatever they want to call it. Great. Fantastic. And just one other point, the ending. Loved it. Because, you know,
Wow.
horror movies really have trouble sticking endings. This Oh boy, wow. Loved it, loved it, loved it.
What a recommendation. So especially, as you say, there's something about horror films at this time of year, isn't it? It just adds something to it. So that is one absolutely for the list. Thank you very much. So what do we have next week, my friend?
So next week, we're going to do a coming-of-age movie called Bottoms.
Right.
I know. Coming-of-age movie.
I'm leaving that there.
Yes. And we're also going to do a horror movie called Cobweb. You can imagine what's possibly in that just by that title alone. And then if you subscribe to the podcast, I'm going to review a movie called The Royal Hotel. And that stars the breakout star of Ozarks, you know, the Jason Bateman Netflix TV series, the young lady who's got the blonde, tight, curly hair, who was the huge breakout star from it. She's in this movie called The Royal Hotel, which has been getting rave reviews at all the festivals. So we're going to do that on the podcast as well.
Looking forward to it. So you have a great week and a great weekend.
I will do.
I'll certainly look out for that horror film and the Rock Hudson documentary, and I'll speak to you next week.
Sleep tight.
You take care.
Miss this week's film reviews? Then listen again on phoenixfm.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go, girl thing there, we're last one standing. Welcome back to the show. I hope your Saturday's going well. I hope you're having a great day and a great weekend. So coming up in the next hour, we do have today's cover from another. I've managed to rescue it. It's there. So we'll be going talking about that and playing that for you in the next 30 minutes. But in the meantime, I'm going to play this track. It came in. This was from somebody called Susan. She messaged in saying, could I please play something by this band? They never get played anywhere. And you know what? I don't think I've ever played this band. That's true. I don't think I've played these before. Even though in the 80s, I loved them. They were great. So this is a band called Matt Bianco. If those of you old enough to remember this, it's a great track. And I hope you enjoy this. Thanks, Susan, for the suggestion. Really appreciate it.
Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.